Tzachim, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Gimel. Mekayim Shenegu, Limkor Behem Adaka, Lo Ivet Kuchav Meichrin. If there was a minog in a place to sell smaller animals to a non-Jew, you could sell. Makum Shalo Negor, Limkor Ein Meichrin. But if there's a place where the minog was not to sell, some Gersas have Shenegu Shalo Limkor, a minog not to sell. Not that there's no minog to sell. Rather, the minog is not to sell, there you do not sell over there. Uvechol makom ein moichin lahem behema gasa, agolim, usyachim, shleimin, ushvurim. And in all cases, we never sell a non-Jew, a large animal, even baby large animals that will eventually become big, like an eagle, a calf, syachim, a young donkey, shleimin, ushvurim, whether they're complete or even if they are broken. Now, what's this whole issue of selling non-Jews large animals? So the issue has to do with Shabbos. When it comes to large animals, there are two problems. The main problem is Shvisis Behema, that we're afraid that if you sell it to him, there are going to be times that you're not going to actually sell it to him, you're going to rent it to him, or maybe he's just going to borrow it from you and it's really yours, and your animal is not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos, that's Shvisis Behemto. Animal's allowed to do malachas for its own good, meaning he's allowed to eat grass off the ground and things like that. That's not called a malacha, even though it's technically a malacha. But we're talking about things that the animal doesn't do for itself, plowing and things like that. That an animal is not allowed to do on Shabbos. That's Shvisis Behemto. There's another reason also, the Rav explains, is also the issue that may come up is Mechamer. That it could be that if we allow a person to sell a large behema Erev Shabbos, he may wait till right before Shabbos, and while he's selling it, he may call the animal in a loud voice, and the animal will be carrying something Dalet Amos on Shabbos, and he, through his voice, is leading an animal to carry on Shabbos. When you lead an animal to carry on Shabbos, that's called Mechamer, Acher Behemto. And that you're not allowed to do also from a different pasuk. That, the Rav says, is a second reason. But regardless, when it came to small animals didn't do malachas like this. They didn't really carry things. So therefore, it was Tully and a Minog. And there are places that ossered that for the reason that they're afraid that if they sold small animals, they'd eventually sell large animals. This is not Gzeira to Gzeira, because this is all considered one Gzeira. That's what the Mefarshim explained. Rabbi Yehuda Matir Beshvura. However, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees as far as a Shvur. He agrees with everything else, but when it comes to an animal that has broken limbs, there that's going to be Mutter, because really it's never going to be fitting to do Malacha ever again. But baby animals, like a baby donkey, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it's Aser, because when it gets older, it's going to be B'nai Malacha, and therefore he asers that. The Rav says Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Ben Besera Matir Besus. Ben Besera, even by a large horse, matters one to sell a horse to an Yehudi. Why? Because a horse never carries other things except human beings, usually, and live animals. And there's a concept of chai nosei etz atzmo, that if one is carrying, not an infant, which is a different din, as we've learned in Shabbos, but if he's carrying something that can lift itself, a live person, definitely, everybody agrees, lifts himself. And if somebody's riding a horse and you're making the horse go to carry a live person, that's not considered a malacha, because even if a human being carries a live person, that's not a malacha. But the reason that the Chacham did not agree with Ben Becerra is because there's sometimes that you didn't just put people on a horse, but you'd put little animals, little birds or things like that on a horse. And Ben Becerra held that little animals, you also say chai noisi es atzmo. However, the Chacham held that little animals, you do not say the chai is noisi es atzmo. That's why they were chaylik, and only Ben Becerra is mater by a horse, because according to us, a horse could be carrying a little animal, and we don't say chai noisi es atzmo, and therefore we're afraid that it'll be shvisis behema, that the horse will end up doing malacha on Shabbos. And that's that. Now the Rav adds in, but there would be a case where you would be allowed to sell any live, large animal to a non-Jew if you do it through an intermediary, through a broker, because a broker does not have permission. The reason we're not allowed to sell it is because we're afraid you're going to accidentally rent it or lend it. And that would really eventually be the issue, because you only is an issue of Shvisis Behema if you own it, and also being Mechamer when you guide it, when you're physically there. But if you're using a broker, you're not there. So there's no issue of Mechamer. And the second thing, and also the animal is not going to recognize the broker's voice. And the other thing, as far as Shvisis Behema, it's not going to be your Behema because you gave direct directions only to sell it. He doesn't have permission to lend it out. Tiferes Yisrael says, regardless, we don't hold like this Mishnah. People are allowed to sell directly to Eini Yehudim because of a Hefsid, and it's not considered uprooting a Takanas Beis Din. Because based in, it seems that it's a davar yadua that the takanas of Chazal were not made b'makom pseida. They understood if there's ever going to be a hefsid for Klal Yisrael, this takana would not apply to begin with, based on Gemara and Ksuvis. And now, since we don't have places where so many Jews can sell one to the other, especially animals, therefore we're makel, Tiferes Yisrael says, to sell it to any Yehudim.